With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, a judge in the Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump issuing a ruling on Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Judge Scott McAfee says Willis must step aside or remove the special prosecutor with whom she had had a romantic relationship before the case can proceed. McAfee found the, quote, allegations and evidence legally insufficient to support a finding of an actual conflict of interest, end quote. But he found there remains an appearance of impropriety. Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade testified at a hearing last month that they had engaged in a romantic relationship. However, they rejected the idea that Willis improperly benefited from it, as lawyers for Mr. Trump and some of his co-defendants alleged. Jeremy House reporting.
Also at srnnews.com, Russia has successfully imposed its passports on nearly the entire population of occupied Ukraine by making it impossible to survive without them, coercing hundreds of thousands of people into citizenship. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
An Associated Press investigation has found the process started almost immediately after the full-scale invasion of Ukraine and is now complete ahead of elections. Vladimir Putin has made certain he'll win. Accepting a passport means that men living in occupied territories can be drafted to fight against the same Ukrainian army that's trying to free them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Numbers are going up now in that Russian missile attack overnight in the city of Odessa. Now at least 16 people are known to have been killed, 53 wounded. United States and allies warning Iran major Western economies will pile on new sanctions to Tehran if it moves forward with a plan to provide ballistic missiles to Russia. This is SRN News. In recent years, the breakdown of American society has had a very negative impact on everything from religion to family life and morality. The Mississippi-based American Family Association sees its mission as informing and equipping families to begin transforming our culture back to traditional American values. Walker Wildman is AFA's vice president and spokesman.
Ever since the dawn of creation, i.e. Genesis and humanity, we've always dealt with the sin nature. And that affects our culture, it affects our society, and it affects our government. So what we're experiencing in America with the decline of religion and morality is really just a symptom of man's sin nature that has to be reined in, whether it be government or through spiritual disciplines. What we're seeing today is just the decline of Christianity and religion.
And this is SRN News. Well, more homeowners eager to sell their home are now beginning to lower the initial asking price. That in a bid to entice prospective buyers as the spring home buying season gets going. Correspondent Rita Foley has that story.
Realtor.com says sellers lowered prices on almost 15% of homes listed for sale last month. Now that's good news for those who are trying to buy a house in a market that remains unaffordable for many Americans. But given that home prices have gone up so much in the recent past, is this really a deal? Danielle Hale, the chief economist at Realtor.com, says sellers are cutting prices, but, she says, it just means we're seeing smaller price gains than we would otherwise have seen. I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street at this hour, still solid losses through the day. The Dow is off 152 points. More details at SRNNews.com.